Okay. Today's sugya, we learned about Shemen Zayis. The idea of lighting with Shemen Zayis. Actually, when I was young, very young, my father lit with those white wax candles, those Shabbos candles. I don't even know if they exist anymore. So we convinced him that we were embarrassed. Got to use the olive oil. So he changed. But as you learn the sugya, you begin to wonder, perhaps that is the correct thing to do. And we'll see as we go along what the sfer will be, the kan or the kan. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, kol hashmanim kulan yafin l'ner. All shmanim, all oils are yafa for ner, they're good and kosher for ner. V'shemen zayis min ha-muvcha. Shem zayis is the chosen one, the better one. But why? In the beginning, I would search for shemen from shumshmi. He said this, the burns longer, burns last longer, Rashi explains. It's a longer burn, which we have to understand also what that means. Does that mean that there's a hinder to put extra oil in the cup? So it should burn longer? Is that, there's a hint to that? Or perhaps Rashi means something else. Kivin the Shama la, lahad Reb Shum and Levi, mahada mishcha de zesa. When he heard that Reb Shum and Levi looks for shemen of zayis, amahait slil nahoyritfei. He said, oh, this burns nicer. Has it nicer burn or draws the oil better to the wick? It gives off a nicer burn. So Taisus over here tells us that Mahada Amar Mishka de Shumshmi, we're talking about Ner Chanukah, not Ner Shabbos, we're talking about Ner Chanukah. Umishum the time of the Masik, the Nafish Naritfei, for the reason that he gives, because it burns longer. It's before in the Gemara over here that Me'ikaradin, all shmanim and all psilois are kosher for Ner Chanukah. But there's a mitzvah minimovch over here to be madlik with shemen zayis. Why? Because it's slil nahoyre tfei. There's somewhat that burns, it looks nicer, gives off a better burn. Similarly, the Beis Yosef over here in Tav Reishai and Beis Sif Alf writes on the Torah that kol hashmanim ksherim, and he quotes that the same lashon shem zayis is mitzvah minimovch. Now, the Darkei Moshe on the Torah, the Ramah in his Pirush on the Torah, over there, I'm sorry, it's in Tav Reishai and Gimel, he says as follows. He says, B'chein nog ma'ril, v'minig ha'pasha lahadlik b'shaiva. The minig ha'pasha was, the common minig was to light with shaiva, with wax. B'chein kasu b'minhagim, the shaiva mitzvah m'vcha k'moy b'shem ezayis. That shaiva is the same as Shemen Zayis. Because of my Rav Rami Prague, V'tayma ki bevadei tzlul nahoyre tfei mikol ha-shmanim. Why is Shaiva equal to Shmanim, or maybe even better? Because it's tzlul nahoyre tfei. It burns nice. It gives a nice burn. It looks nice. U'v'kol ba'i yesh malikim b'neir shal Shaiva, v'rabbeinu Peretz, ha'yematzuch neiris aruchais, omnam, now he ends off, Amnam mitzvah min ha-muvcha b'shem zayis sheboi hoya ha-nes. Because with that was the nes. So the Darkei Moshe starts off that from what's before in the Gemara, the svara of shemen zayis is nahayra tzalil. It burns nicely. Therefore, shaiva, which burns just as nice, or perhaps nicer, it would make sense to light with shaiva, and that's the minik ha-pashut to light with shaiva. However, mikol makom, there's still an inyan of shemen zayis, a mitzvah ben mufcha with shemen zayis, sheboy hoya nes, because the nest took place with shemen zayis. The question is, where's the makar to this? This kolbay, where did he get it from? The Gemara doesn't say any, there's no remez in the Gemara to the idea of lighting with Shemen Zayis, Shabbai Nasa Nes. We don't see that in the Gemara. So, where he's being Mechadish a new din, he's being Mechadish a new din over here, that's what it seems like. And that, therefore, the Rashi Yosef, the Prima Gadim in his Pirish on the Sugya that we're learning, Chav Gimel Amar Alf, he asked this question. He says in Shas, there's no makar to Zeichat Ernes and Adra, but the Gemara gives other reasons for Shem and Zayas. That's the question. The Moshe, in Dibris Moshe, in the Ha'aris on Perik Beis, Ois Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, he's Mayrach on this piece of the Gemara. And he also asked this question. He asked this question, where does it come from, the idea of lighting with Shem and Zayas, Zeichat Ernes? And he asked another question. He says, and if there is a Mila to Shem and Zayas, because with that the Nes was done with, so then what was the whole idea that Mahadam Mara Chamishcha, the Shumshimi, that he looked for the Shemen of Shumshimim, because he thought that Mashach Nahiri Tfei is a Mila? Didn't he know the Nes was done with Shem Zayas, and there seems to be a svara that Shem Zayas should be odiv, should be better than anything else, because it represents the Nes. It's a more of a representation of the Nes. You see the Nes more. He knew that svara. He wasn't missing that svara, because the Gemara doesn't say afterwards that he went and he used Shem Zayas because Shabbai Hayah Nes. It says for a different reason, because it was still Naira Tfei. So it's So Farkert in the Gemara's mashma that didn't even play a role over here. Therefore, says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says as follows: says Vinira Shetamu Mishum to the Shem and Zayis Shochshel Menorah Shukasis. The Shem and Zayis that was used for the Menorah was Kasis. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach Perek Zayin Halacha Yud tells us that Ein Kasher LeMenorah. Elarisha in Viravi, Vishvi, Bilvad, Shnem Kassas Lamar, and Kashla Menorah, Ala Yetzimina Kotosh Bilvad. This, what's Kotosh, which is the first crush, and then they grind it to get out more oil, and then they press it. For Menorah, it had to be the Kassas, the first squeeze of it. And it was very specific oil that was kosher for the Menorah. So says Rav Moshe, either way, he says, the Shem and Zayis, which is Kashat and Menorah, which is Kassis, Kimat Shalek out of his manenu. We don't have that. People do not use such oil. Vayizasiyum yuchedas the Menorah. Like we know, that's why it took 8 days to get new oil to be able to light with for the Beis Hamikdash. They had to, it was a whole process to get the Zayis and to get the olives and press it and the Kassis. L'chein, he says, Ein lano Hashem and Zayis d'uchshel menorah. We don't have that Shem and Zayis, which is huchshel for menorah. Therefore, Rabbi held the Ein b'stam Shem and Zayis chashivas amayla l'ner chanukah. So Rabbi held that if we're not using the same type of oil that was used for the menorah, it doesn't have that chashivas of, and that mayla of of the Nes, of the Shem and Zayis that was used by the Nes. Says he quotes the Levush. The Levush also in Tafresha and Gimel B'Shem the Ma'ar Almi Prag. The Ma'achasha Nes Nasei De Shemen Tzach L'Kayim HaMitzvah De Nere Shel Shemen. Even the Levush, and you'll see the Mishbrus also Meduik like this, Rav Moshe points out, that the idea over here is Shemen, to use Shemen. Shemen is Daima to the Nes. But he says here, Shekabonosim Mitam Zeh Hu Shava Lakom Yine Shemen. All Shmanim are Daima to the Nes, because the Nes was with Shemen. So Shemen has a Mila over Neirish Al Shaivo Chelev. Shemen, and that's what they're talking about. They're saying that Shemen has a Mila over Shaiva, because the Nes was done with Shemen, but not to say Davka Shemen Zayas, because even the Shemen Zayas, which is Matzi Be'oz, they did not use in the Menorah and the Mikdash. So he's being Mechir from the Gemara that there's no extra Mila of Shemen Zayas over other Shemanim, over other oils. The only Mila that there would be to Shemen Zayas over other oils is the fact that it burns Nahirat Slil. That's the mile of Shem and Zayas. But beside the Nes, Shabbai Hoya Nasa Nes, It's the shemen, the shemen. You look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's lashon taka is like that. Mishnah Berurah's lashon says here sifkatin dalet. I think it is. He says his lashon is. Mishnah Berurah says. Umikomak and mitzvah b'shel shemen tfei minere shel shaiva. The idea has shemen nasenes. Doesn't say shemen zayis. Shemen. Shemen. So that's what Ramesh wants to say. Now, unless you're going to say that pshat is that Avada, Rabba, and Namroim knew the mile of shemen zayis, shabahoya nasenes, and for some reason they held that Mashach Nahira or Nahira Tzlil overrides the Maila of Boi Hayanasa Nes. That's the way you'll be Matzchor Ramesh's Dik. But that they hope for some reason that still to have a nice burn will be other from Boi Hayanasa Nes. But Pashas Ramesh is learning that that's the Sugya the Gemara. So it comes out like this. If we take a look at the Rishayim, it's interesting. If we take a look at the Rishayim, the Rekeach, in Simin Reish Chaf Hei, that the Beis is Mitzayin to the Rekeach, the Archis Chaim, they seem to have learned that there is a Maila to Shemen Zayas Mitzadines. That's their Lashon. The Rekeach is interesting. He says in Pashas Emor, it begins with Shabbos, the Mitzvah of Shabbos, the Mitzvah of the Regalim, Pesach, Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkis. Then says, "Vayidabim Moshe es Moyad Hashem Abnei Yisrael, v'yichu elach Hashem en Zayizoch kosas lemar remez lechanuk Hashem en Zayizoch min amufcha." He says, "There's a remez in the pasuk, the Hashem en Zayizoch min amufcha, because that's what they used in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's why it's mashma." Also, there's a interesting contrast from Yitzchak Sagi Noah, that he was the son of the Ravid, one of the Ravids. And he wrote a contrast which has a lot of Kabbalah in it. I think I mentioned in Halacha Shia this past week. But there's a lot of Kabbalah in it. But there is also over there a lot of Merdik Yisoidis, which he writes over there. And he is Mashma also over there. He says, Da, ki alfa pisha amru razal kol shmon va psila is ksheilim ner chanukah. Even though Chazal told us that all shem and psila is kashif and ner chanukah. Im kol zeh rotzoi. So here we have some Rishayim that attack of Mashma that the Shem Zayis is connected to the Nes, Shabaya Nasa Nes, even though we had Shver, how it fits into the Gemara. It's that Shani, the Me'iri, Achav Aleph Amin Aleph is Mavur, that it's enough Shemen alone is enough, the Zeichah for the Nes. I think we quoted the Meiri in the Maram Kami. He says, "Mimash lemadeta shneir shoshayva mutaris laner Chanukah. Komakim noy mitzvah lasis b'shemen." So he's contrasting shayva to shemen. Achash aneis hayu b'shemen. Hu shamru lemata kol ashmanim yafim laner. B'shemen zayis min amuvcha of the shmanim. So he's talking mashma, and it makes sense also that he brings down the Mefarshim that explain that's also talking about Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, this halacha of Shemen Zayis is in Hilchas Chanukah and Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. And Hilchas Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Vav, we also find the halacha over there. So if the mile of Shemen Zayis has to do with the Nes, Shabaya Nasa Nes, so where does that come into Shabbos? Why Shabbos? Why is it brought down in Hilchas Shabbos? So must be, the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara is being Mechashtas, that's the Indian mitzad, the burn of the Ner. That's Nahira Tzalil. It's a nicer burn. So Shabbos also deserves a nicer burn. So therefore it's brought down also in Hilchas Shabbos. Unless there's some want to say that since the mitzvah of Ner is Chanukah, the Gemara says, Harogu b'ner have you lebonim tamid chomim. And some of the Rishayim learned that it's going on Shabbos also, Chanukah also, Shabbos. So if it's the segula of the mitzvah is banim tamid chamim, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that compares children kishisidei zeisecha compares them to zeisim. So therefore, people Shem Zayis. But the pashtus is because it's Nahir Tzlil, like the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, that the Indian of using Shem Zayis because it's a nicer burn. So if I have something else that burns just as nice or nicer, then I can use that also. There's no specific din of Shem Zayis by Shabbos, better. And who then by Chanukah? We see here it's Machlekes Rishonim. The question is in the Ramah. When we take a look at the Ramah is a little confusing. Because the Ramah over here goes, says like this. On the Mechabit. The Mechabit says, Tav Reishayin Gimel Sefalv. Kol Hashman V'Apsilis Kesherim L'Ner Chanukah. V'Av V'Alpi She'in Hashmanim Nimshach Mach Apsilo. V'in Ar Nitle Yofa Boisim Apsilois. Even though the Shemen may not be Nimshach Mach Apsilo, the Apsilo may not burn so nicely, still, they're all kosher. Says the Rama Hago, Miu Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Min Amovcha. Now listen to how he sets it up. He says, Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Min Amovcha. Miu, Im Ein Shemen Zayis Matzoi Mitzvah Bishmanim Sha'oyron Zach Menaki. If Shemen Zayis is not Matzoi, so then the next level is Shmanim, that there are Zach Menaki. Then he says, V'nogim b'mdinis elo lahalig v'ner shol shayva, ki oiren tzolol k'may shemen. K'may shemen. So we can understand this Ramah in one of two ways. Either we can understand that which he say, u'miu shemen zayis mitzvah min mufcha means, mitzad the svar of the Gemara, that's tzolol tefei, that it burns nicer. And therefore he's saying, if shemen zayis is not matzoi, so then use other shmanim, which are oiran zach v'naki, which are close to shemen zayis, but they also have a nice, pure, clean burn. And then he says that the minig, the spashi by us, is to use ner shel shayva ki oiran solo k'may shemen. Meaning, since it's solo like shemen zayis, which shemen is he referring to? K'may shemen. Could be he's going back to shemen zayis. Since it's iron solo like Shem Zayis, therefore we use Ne'er Shel Shaiva. But then it's a little shver. And the truth is, this Mahalach in the Ramah is Mashman the Gra. The Gra on the Ramah and the Pri Chodesh, both on the Ramah, the Gra is Mitzayin, the Shem Zayis, Pirsh B'Tayis B'Ne'er Chanukah, Midom Abay Meresh, Vayin Tayis V'Shom Meresh, the Mitzayin the Gemara of Mitzvah Minim Ovcha. So it sounds like they learned up the Ramah, he's talking about the mitzvah minim ovcha mitzad the burn. And therefore shaiva. But it's a little shver because the Darkei Moshe that we quoted before, who brings the kolboy, seems to bring the kolboy, at least to be chayshish for the kolboy, shabayo yinasanes. And also, when he says v'nagim emdinas el lahalig v'nershal shayva ki oiran solo k'may shemen, he should say k'may shemen zayis, like the way we're learning. But he doesn't say that. So therefore, perhaps we can learn a second mahalach in the Ramah. And what the Ramah is saying is miu shemen zayis mitzvah n'muvcha because shenase b'yenes like the kolboy. V'im ein shemen zayis matzoi, if shemen zayis is not matzoi, meaning I can't chaperayin shabay enasenes. So then, mitzvah b'shmanim sh'ayrin zach v'naki, because if I can't do zeichel anes, so then at least do the din of the Gemara of Shemen Solo. V'nogim b'mdinas elo, where we don't have Shemen Zayis, but we have other shmanim, instead we use shaiva, because once we already left the inyan of Shabbai Ho'inas anes, so now we're working with other shmanim. So within other shmanim, shaiva is equal to other shmanim, therefore light with shaiva. That's what will come at according to this mahalach, which it's in the levush and the chayodim, the kitz shulchan aruch, and others is mashma they takla into Ramah like that. Again, like we mentioned, the mishnah brura is interesting also because the mishnah brura that we quoted before, mishnah brura quotes, he says, V'nogim be'elam medinas la'alik v'ner shel shayva. Shayva mikom mok and mitzvah b'shal shemen tfei miner shel shayva. So we were medayik like Rav Moshe that the inyan, the hiddur is with shemen, lav dafke shemen zayis. And then the sharet tziyon is mitzayin, tshuvas ma'ari breina. And people are bothered, why is he quoting ma'ari breina, who's a later achroin? should have quoted Daki Maisha, B'Shem Dikolbay. So it sounds like the Mishmur Taka is working like Rav Maisha is leaving out this idea of Shabbai Hayanasa Ness. Or even if there is Bai Hayanasa Ness, or even if there is, but it's B'chol Shmanim, it's not the Shemin Zayas Dafka, it's the vart of Shemin. Shemin is Daima. And I want to add two more little pratim to this, is that there's another discussion. Okay, so we're coming out so far that there's definitely an Indian of Shemin Zayas, opposed to Shaiva, because Shemin Zayas has an Indian of Ness. But according to many Rishonim, there's no chilek between Shemin Zayas or other Shemanim. And the Pashtus of the Gemara, which could be one way to learn the Ramah, is that Bai Hoya Nasa Ness, and that's where Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe was mashed with their bets, and from the Gemara, we don't see any Indian of Bai Hoya Nasa Ness. So therefore, Shemanim is all a question of what burns nicer. So if your Ner Shel Shaiva burns nicer, Kvar Nispashi, the meaning to use Ner Shel Shaiva, which could be that's where the meaning came from. There's another discussion, just we have 2-3 minutes. There's a popular Chumrah now of Shemen Zayas, which is Royal Achila. Where does that come from? So they quoted B'Shem, one of the Gdela Paiskim, who said, because it's Daima to the Shemen in the Mikdash. That was used, Shemen Zayas, like we've been discussing now. Later on, the Nusach was changed. The Nusach was because it's more Daima to the Shemen in the Mikdash. But again, number one, like Rav Moshe said, the Shemen Zayas in the Mikdash was Kasis. Number two, our Shemanim are all Tamei, because we're Tamei Meis. So, same Rambam, you can't use Shemen Zayas, which is Tamei, unless it's Tumahutra, Tumahutcha, that's what the Rosh was. But it's, maybe since we're all Tamei, so maybe it could be. Okay. Also, Shemen Zayas are Roy La'achila. It's not clear where that hiddah came from. So there is a Rav Shlomo Kluge who does mention it, Rav Shlomo Kluge and Shneis Chaim. But from the Paiskim, Mashal Mishnah Brura talks about a ner made of chelev or made of a basav chalav, and the shiloh of this is a hana. Can you be nana from it? Mitzvahs the hen isn't it? The lav hen isn't it? No. Is it called bishul of basa b'chalav when it's burning because it's a mixture of basa and chalav? They don't really deal with the fact that it's not kosher and you can't eat it. So there's a simple mashmais in the paiskim that they weren't concerned about that. Emes is that all the oils, even the ones that don't say Roel Achila or for cooking purposes, could be eaten. I'm not suggesting it will give you a stomachache, but it's Roel to Achila if you worry about it. But it could be the only in of Roel Achila we don't see in the sugya that we learned today. We don't really see that. The most we see is Daima. Shemen is Daima. It's liquidy. We don't see it really so much in the sugya. Another interesting nikud that comes up from our sugya is that if someone's in a place where they don't have oil or wax candles, so what about using electric flashlight or an electric menorah? So one of the spars that the Kaf Chaim and others are very busy with is that haray. As should be daimat in the Mikdash with the shemen and the psila, like the Gemara talks about, shmanim and psilais. There's no shemen and psila over there. Yeah, that's a question over there. The Elim should remember to make a tanai that any leftover shemen or psila that they have, that they do not want to have any dinim of kedusha, and you'll be able to throw it out after, you won't have to make a bonfire. Everyone should have a Freilich and Chanukah.